Here's our number today, 0330 80 55 55. The SDLP's Claire Hannah is the first of the political reaction this morning. Claire, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are your opening thoughts, Claire?
Well, it's deeply unfair. It's tax injustice, which we've known to be a global problem for many years. It seems to be getting worse and not better, and you have to question the motivation of you know, successive governments that have failed to address it. And these are, and you spoke on your programme yesterday about, you know, tax planning and people using ISAs and so on, and people using purposes tax for it for the intended purpose. And this is something entirely different. This is somebody creating artificial transactions and bending rules to get unintended gain. It's and what it's doing is depriving our public services of resources, and it's also in many cases creating a very uneven playing field for other smaller local businesses, because if a business is fairly paying their taxes, then they can't compete with companies that are squirreling money away and not paying their fair share.
Sam Mouldings have drawn down £431,000 of taxpayers' money through InvestNI for support since 2008, Claire.
Well, I think that's a double injustice. I don't know all the details. I was listening to parts of your programme there in the car. I don't know all the details, but I think we need to find that out. Again, you can't, I'm not a tax accountant, so I'm not going to slam InvestNI for missing this, but we need to know what is going to be put in place to prevent it happening again, because in many cases these are loopholes, and the loopholes will have to be closed, and we'll have to be vigilant about closing them. But we also need to address, I suppose, the ideological approach to people that demonise the concept of tax, because there are people who don't want to fairly chip in to public services. Richard Murphy, the tax specialist, and you'd have heard him in the media yesterday. I did a public meeting with him a couple of years ago when, as a councillor, I changed the procurement policies in Belfast City Council so that we could shine a bit of a light on tax evasion. He estimates it at about £20 billion a year lost to the UK exchequer on tax, and we need to know what's being done about that. That's more than the £350 million a year that we saw on buses during the EU. That's a lot more money being lost to the public purse. And there are solutions to this, by the way. You had Margaret Hodge on there. She and Meg Hillier in the Public Accounts Committee in Westminster have done a lot of work in this. It's not like there are no solutions. It's just whether or not the will is there for governments to tackle it, and whether or not InvestNI and others are prepared to go through the details.
Well, the question for InvestNI, and by the way, let's again be fair to Sam and Julianne McRae and their company, which, by the way, employs many, many people in Northern Ireland. The question, to be fair, it's been a late night. To be fair to them, they are working within the law. There is no suggestion that they're working outside the law. But there is a question for the company and Mr. and Mrs. McRae to this extent. They take the public money to support their business. They take it from InvestNI. And so what are they morally duty-bound to do
when
that business is prospering in terms of tax?
Yeah, that's part of that. That to me does feel like a bit of a double injustice. Now, I must say, I didn't hear the detail, and I'm on the phone to you earlier than we'd arranged, so I'm just caught slightly short on it. But I think that is the double injustice of it all. And I suppose if we compare it to something that people here know well now in the RHI thing, another investigation you did, yes, there are a lot of people who are operating within the law. There were people who legitimately said, okay, let's save the business a few quid and let's, you know, contribute to a cleaner environment and sign up to these schemes. And that's grand. And then there are people who were, you know, filling their boots and burning willy-nilly, and that's not. And both of them were within the law, but we know the difference between right and wrong, and we know that this country, and particularly poorer countries, are being deprived of this income.